Hey everyone, husband here.
And I'm wife. If you've been listening to us, then you know we're all about reading the Bible and reacting to it on our first read-through. Cuss words, crying, laughing, and more.
We're passionate about creating a podcast that takes the sanctity out of the sacred text and simply stating it as we see it.
But we can't do it without your help. We're asking for your support to help us keep this podcast going.
There are two ways you can donate.
Text SACDIS, that's SACDIS, to 533-555 if you're in the U.S. with a one-time donation. Any amount helps.
Or if you'd rather start a sustaining membership, sign up on our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Membership levels start as low as $2 a month.
We are amazed and grateful for our fans that support us now, and you can become one too.
With your support, we can keep Sacrilegious Discourse alive and well for years to come.
So please donate today.
Text SACDIS to 533-555 if you're in the U.S.
Or sign up for our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
I'm husband.
And I'm wife.
Together, we're reading the Bible for the very first time.
We grew up without religion and wanted to know what all the fuss was about.
Well, what have we learned so far?
That God is a dick, and apparently some people believe in talking donkeys.
We're not trying to pass ourselves off as experts.
Nope, we're just reading the Bible for the first time and giving our first take reaction.
If you'd like to join us in this venture, you might consider starting at episode 1.
Otherwise, jump in wherever you like.
All right, let's go read the Bible.
Yeah, let's get to it. Husband!
Wife!
What are we doing?
Well, we're starting Job.
We are! We're starting the book of Job!
But we also have to start this with a bit of an apology.
Yeah.
Because we have fucking sucked.
Okay, but to be fair, it's not that we suck. We just suck at podcasting at the moment.
Yes.
We don't suck in general. We just have a lot going on.
Right. Yeah. No, we keep underestimating how much shit we have left to do.
Yeah.
And right now we have a couch in our dining room.
So a tore up yeah, ass yeah. Janky couch
right,
in our dining
right.
room.
Yeah. So that's the state of things at the moment.
Yeah.
And we're sorry, guys.
We're sorry.
We meant to do episodes this weekend and we didn't.
Well, for one thing, I literally cannot find the book that we were reading from, right. Or from which we were reading.
Yes.
Yeah.
And also, we are woefully behind on shouting out patrons, which we are going to be doing again soon.
And which we are grateful for.
And we owe people some shout outs there. We're woefully behind.
We are.
So
and thank you for your contributions in spite of.
Yes. Here's a generic thank you. Because we are behind.
We are grateful. We just aren't able to convey it as well as we would like it.
Yeah, we definitely are going to get to the personalized thank yous and everything. So, but the exciting bit to me right now is that we're starting Job.
We're starting Job.
And Job is Job.
Everybody knows the book
everybody
of Job.
Everybody knows Job.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean.
It's the book of Job.
It's the book of Job.
Fuck yeah.
And then Robert A. Heinlein wrote a book called Job, A Comedy of Justice. Have you ever read it?
I don't think I've read that one.
It's kind of funny. I really liked it.
Got it. Got it. All right. Well, are you ready to go ahead and get into this?
I'm ready.
Let's go do Job.
Okie dokie. Okay, Job. Chapter 1.
Let's do this.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Okay. In the land of Uz.
Uz.
Mm-hmm, there lived a man whose name was Job.
Okay.
This man was blameless and upright.
Dang, he's good.
He walked on both feet.
Yeah.
He feared God and shunned evil.
Sorry, the upright bit took a second to sink in. It's so funny now. Now it's not. Okay, I'm good now.
Okay, okay. He had 7 sons and 3 daughters.
Damn, he got busy.
He did. And he owned 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, and 500 donkeys.
Shit, dude was loaded for those times, huh?
Yeah, he was. Yeah. And he had a large number of servants or
slaves.
Slaves, mm-hmm. Yeah. He was the greatest man among all the people of the East, where great equals rich.
Yeah.
I think so. Rich makes you great.
Well, my understanding is that he has the favor of God, too, at least mm-hmm. to begin with.
All the way through, because he, from what I recall of this story, he, no matter what happens to him, stays with his faith to God, and that's why God...
Got it.
God's like, do what you will.
Okay.
He's awesome to me.
So anyway, he's a quote-unquote great man.
No, he's a rich man.
Yeah.
Everything that they've told us this far is about his riches.
Let's just remind people that anybody who has servants isn't that great.
Right. By servants, we mean slaves.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Anybody who has slaves isn't that great.
Right. His sons used to hold feasts in their homes on their birthdays, and they would invite their 3 sisters to eat and drink with them.
Well, that's nice of them.
Yeah, I like it when siblings get along and mm-hmm. they don't leave out some just because they're right. girls instead of guys
yeah.
or what the fuck ever.
Definitely.
When a period of feasting had run its course, Job would make arrangements for them to be purified.
Okay.
So they would party down, and then Job would be like, okay,
so
kids.
So this is like when you go to...
let's go get clean now.
When you go to get forgiveness the next day after you know, for your drunken whatever.
Yeah. Early in the morning, he would sacrifice a burnt offering for each of them, thinking, perhaps my children have sinned and cursed gods in their heart. Just in case my kids are assholes, I'm going to do this little sacrificial
thing. That'll make it all better.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This was Job's regular custom. That was nice of him.
Yeah.
Rather than teaching your children not to be assholes,
right?
You say, maybe they were assholes last night.
So I'll make sure that they still get into whatever the fuck the thing is.
Yeah, heaven or whatever we're calling it
these
days.
Yeah, sure.
One day, the angels came to present themselves before the Lord. And Satan also came with them.
Oh, man. Well, who invited Satan?
And Satan.
Who the fuck invited Satan?
The thing is Satan is an angel. He's a fallen angel.
Well, what's he doing there, though? He should be in hell.
Because they all came to see the Lord.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
The Lord said to Satan, where have you come from?
Yeah. Where did you come from, Satan?
Which is funny because don't he know?
You would think.
He's God. I know where he came from. This is so interesting. Satan answered the Lord, from roaming throughout the earth, going back and forth on it.
Oh, he went back and forth on it.
He was walking around, taking notes.
Do you think he was just walking across the Middle East? Or
well,
was he walking across the Americas?
Probably just the Middle East.
Maybe in Antarctica?
No, probably just the Middle East.
Okay.
But there is a little story tie-in.
Sure.
That, remember how the serpent, like it lost its legs or whatever?
Yeah.
And it was due to roam the earth on its belly?
Yeah.
There's some who say that Satan is the serpent in angel form or whatever.
Got it.
Or the serpent is Satan in snake form.
Got it.
I mean, like, a really great example of this would be in Good Omens, where you see Aziraphale.
Yeah. And he turns from a snake into the demon.
Lucifer or whatever.
Well, yeah. No, he's a demon.
He's Aziraphale. Yeah. He's not Lucifer.
Right.
Yeah. Something like that. Anyways. Then the Lord said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job? There is no one on earth like him. He is blameless and upright. He walks on both feet.
He walks on both feet. How can you do better than that?
A man who fears God and shuns evil. Does Job fear God for nothing? Satan replied, have you not put a hedge around him and his household and everything he has? I mean, you bless the work of his hands so that his flocks and herds are spread throughout the land. So Satan is like, he's rich and has everything.
Yeah, you're hooking this guy up.
Of course he's fearless.
Right.
Like, duh.
Right.
But now stretch out your hand and strike everything he has, and he will surely curse you to your face.
Okay.
Good logic.
Sure.
The Lord said to Satan, very well then. Everything he has is in your power, but on the man himself do not lay a finger.
Okay.
Then Satan went out from the presence of the Lord. So you see, they have this bet going.
Yeah, God's like, it's not cool.
I bet if you take everything from him, he will still love me. Go ahead, do it, do it, do it.
You know, like, there's people in the world that already have things that are taken from them. Yeah. You telling me that there's literally only one person? I'm just saying, like,
right.
You're literally making this guy suffer
mm-hmm.
to prove a point, but you could
take a person who's like, already
you're God. Surely somebody believes in you that's got nothing, right?
Right.
That would be an easy fix.
It's already happened.
Right. Yeah. You don't have to take shit from them. They already don't have anything.
Yeah. One day when Job's sons and daughters were feasting and drinking wine at the oldest brother's house,
mm-hmm.
a messenger came to Job and said, the oxen were plowing and the donkeys were grazing nearby. Oh, and the Sabians attacked to meet off with them.
Oh man, not that.
They put the servants to the sword and sorry, I'm the only one who has escaped to tell you.
Jeez, that's rough.
While he was still speaking,
yeah.
another messenger came up and said, "Wah! The fire of God fell from the heavens and burned up the sheep and the servants, and I'm the only one who has escaped to tell you."
Jesus Christ. Might be time to look for other jobs, guys.
Right? When it rains, it pours?
Yeah.
While he was still speaking,
yeah.
another messenger came and said, the Chaldeans formed three raiding parties and swept down on your camels and made off with them. They put the servants to the sword and I'm the only one who's escaped to tell you.
Man, that's a lot.
Sorry.
Those poor servants.
Right?
Like, God and devil have a bet. The slaves get fucked, of course.
Of course, yeah. While he was still speaking,
yeah.
yet another messenger came and said, I don't know how to tell you this. This mm-hmm. one really sucks. Ready?
Okay, all right.
Your sons and daughters were feasting and drinking wine at the oldest brother's house when suddenly a mighty wind swept in from the desert and struck the four corners of the house. It collapsed on them and they are dead.
Oh my God.
And I'm the only one who has escaped to tell you.
Gotcha.
So, yeah. Sorry, dude, but man, all 10 of your children.
Family and all of his livestock.
Servants and all of his
livestock. And all his servants, yeah. Minus, he's got like four left.
Yep.
Servants, yeah.
At this, Job got up and tore his robe and shaved his head as the sad
they do
Jewish
back then,
dude.
Apparently,
yeah. I don't see him maybe putting on his sackcloth.
No sackcloth? Man.
Right? Then he fell to the ground in worship and said, naked I came from my mother's womb and naked I will depart. The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised. And he's still like, God is great, God is good. Let him thank him for all the things that he just now made die and took away from me.
Right, yeah. Thanks God for ruining everything in my life.
For nothing, over nothing. Not because right. I sinned.
I don't understand. Okay. I get. No, I don't. No, I don't. Because God has the ability to do whatever the fuck he wants.
Clearly.
And
on a whim.
He has chosen to take away everything from this guy.
Yeah. Now some would say, no, but God didn't. God didn't do it. Satan did.
Right. But some people would say they're testing his faith and whatever.
But why?
Why?
Yeah. You know his heart, don't you?
Yeah, he was.
You the already good, know.
He walks upright for fuck's sake.
He. Do you need to prove it to Satan? Why? Is your dick so small, God?
And that's probably the case, yeah.
I guess. In all this, Job did not sin by charging God with wrong-doing. The end.
Okay, so we're off to the, yeah, everything gone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does it get worse, I wonder?
Oh, it does.
Does it really?
It does.
Wow.
Yeah. How could it possibly?
Right.
But it does.
All right, guys. That was Job chapter 1.
Sure as fuck was.
Off to a bang.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be back tomorrow with
Job chapter 2.
All right. We'll see you guys then.
Yep. Bye.
Hey, wife, I guess that's the end?
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.